pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Dimmy, won't you do this to me? Please, Dimmy, I'm afraid.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Mental. There is something wrong with that person. Something wrong. Hi, you're listening to show number 20 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. So I'm just here and I'm having some water, some very good, tasty, clean water. I'm blessed to have clean water because not everyone has access to clean water. So I consider myself lucky in this way. What else? My pet is doing a balancing act on the arm of my chair next to me, and I have a lot of stress right now because I'm afraid that he's going to fall and hurt himself. So I'm trying to ignore that, but he jumps, like whenever he sees me pull the mic out, he starts doing like really crazy things. It's really weird. It's like, I feel like a crazy woman talking about her pet. Like, why are women not allowed to talk about their pets, particularly lesbians? Because automatically you seem like, you know, the crazy cat lady. Now, I'm not the crazy cat lady, but the picture right now of myself sitting in my chair and my cat sitting on the arm of my chair staring at me like he's in love with me, that is definitely indicative of a crazy cat lady. And I know that some of you would have me feel ashamed for these things, but I won't fall into that type of oppression. I've spent my entire life fighting oppression. I will not fall into your oppression of the picture of me and my cat. Anyway, so what's going on? Let's see. This show will be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We talk about some stupidity and we talk about a little bit of Hillary, which that might be mutually exclusive. I don't know. You tell me. But it's no secret that I will be voting for Hillary. After 43 male presidents, I think, what the hey? Why not? And I understand that a lot of women don't feel very connected to Hillary and they feel betrayed by her. And I mean, I totally understand that. I'm a woman first before I'm anything. I'm a woman, then I'm a lesbian, then I'm, you know, Euro trash. In that order. And psychotic last. But, you know, my gender is much more important to me than my ethnicity. And, the reason for this is because within my own race and ethnicity, I have experienced a lot of oppression. So for me, gender equality is higher on the list than anything else. I'm not delusional about who she is. And will she be much better than any of the men? Maybe, and maybe not. But just because she's a woman, I feel like a lot of women are extra hard on her. And I guess we expect her to be better than the men. I understand that whole mentality, and she may turn out not to be, or she may. I don't know if she's elected. So I was just accepting some friend requests on the MySpace, and I'm just trying to understand a little something. And what I'm trying to understand is, and sometimes I get a lot of requests that I get are from people with pictures of their ass as their default picture, and they put these pictures of, like, the camera going way up their ass, and I'm like, why do you have that up there? Like, they have the picture of their ass like it's their face. Like, why is that? Like, it's so disgusting. I don't care how nice you think your ass is, but, like, for me to look at the crack of your ass, like, straight in to your ass, it really makes me sick. Why would you put your ass... Like, I want to understand. And why does this only happen with Americans? I don't see people in London doing this. I don't see people in Australia with, you know, taking pictures where the... Like, who... And who is the person that agrees to take the picture? Is what I mean. Like, or is somebody... Or are they just setting up this camera? Like, why would you want someone to see way up the crack of your ass? I don't understand this mentality. And then, like, you know, you have your name there. Like, hi, my name is Sheila, pun intended, for the Aussies. But, you know, and then you have a picture of your ass. So this is Sheila, is your ass. I don't understand why people do these things. I don't really. I let things like that bother me because I will let it disgust me and then it'll affect my, like, I'll have nausea, you know? I'll have nausea. And why? It's just a picture, you know? And then I think, like, you know, ill, when was the last time they took a shit, you know? Like, I know it's gross. I know it's really disgusting. I probably shouldn't be talking like that. But, like, it really makes me sick, really. And I really think that. You know, for those of you who do have pictures of your ass, or, you know, even worse, naked, right? Actually, I saw this one time. I saw this woman who had a profile and she was completely naked on her profile. I don't understand. I don't understand. I just would like for you to know throughout this entire monologue, the cat has not moved. And I don't know, how do they keep their balance like this on the arm of a chair? How do you keep your balance and you stand straight up? Look, this stuff is not important. I'm not really sure what I'm talking about. I don't know who I am. So, I will be including a very interesting interview that a fellow podcaster radio show with the author of The Holy Book of Women's Mysteries, Zuzana Budapest. The people over at Goddess Radio... Swanee, who hosts the show at goddessradio.podomatic.com, were nice enough to allow me to post this part of their interview. And I will be including that as a part B to this podcast. So at the end of the stupidity, there will actually be a little bit of maybe some intellectual conversation from, you know, women who have a brain. I cannot provide that for you. But I can provide you with some people who do have a brain. Okay? Because mine is... It's fried. It's fried. But so do stay tuned for that at the end of this show. Or you can just, you know, click forward if you just don't want to hear me. And you want to hear that now. Let's just say. That could be the case. You know? And what's good about having iPods and this kind of thing and listening to podcasts is that you can fast forward when I'm getting on your nerves. Or if the topic itself is getting on your nerves. You know what I mean? I have a regular show for you today. I will get started on that now, won't we, Twilo? I know my cat sounds like Darth Vader. He has breathing problems. You think that's nice to make fun of him? He has breathing problems? You think that's nice? How would you like to have breathing problems? I don't think you would like that! Right, Twilo? Say something to the demons that make fun of you. Say something. He's ignoring. He thinks he's ignoring you. Because he knows that you make fun of him. That's okay. You know exactly who you are. Okay. So we'll start then. Okay, what I would first like for you to do is to read me the very first email that this woman sent you, Shelley.
Oh, no, Sandy!
Can you please do that for me?
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Okay. So... How was your night? I'm just back from a wonderful jaunt. I was able to spend a few minutes talking with my best friend and reconnecting with some old acquaintances.
Uh-huh.
I heard about this site on a morning show a long time ago. I have been on other sites and have met some very interesting women, nice but not ultimately my compatible match. If you're up to it, I would like to get to know you better, as your profile seems very interesting. Have you lived in Florida your whole life? What are some other things you like to do? I must tell you up front that I think you have great eyes and beautiful skin. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Well, she sounds very down to earth.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, so now you got her off of this personal site, and this was the first email that she sent you?
Yes, that was the very first email she sent, yes.
Okay, and what did you respond to her?
No, I can't read my stuff out. Mm-mm.
Why?
No.
Why not?
Because that's embarrassing.
What's the big deal? Come on, let's go read it.
No.
What did you tell her? That you have, like, big tits or something?
Oh, my God. No, never. I just basically, you know, said thank you for the compliment. And then I went on to talk about the I Love New York show. And I was, like, expressing my thoughts on, I cannot believe New York chose Taylor Made.
That what?
You've never watched the I Love New York show at all?
Oh, not really, but I did see a couple of clips of it, and it was funny. I like New York. I like her.
Me too. She's so loud, obnoxious, and crazy. I love her to death.
So in your response to a woman on a personals ad, you told her how much you like New York from I Love New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
All righty then. Okay.
She's a hoity-toity is what she is.
She sounds like a jerk-off. Where does she live now?
Georgia. She said it's also very small for the most part. Someone's girlfriend was somebody else's ex.
Right.
And, you know, she said, over the past few years, I have excused myself from the bar scene and have pretty much become a homebody, so. Well, how about this? I excused myself when I was 22.
Have excuse me, I'm going to take a dump. Okay, all right, so what was next?
Excuse me, duty calls.
Excuse me while I go do duty. Okay, so now you just forwarded me her about me. And this is what was on her on the personals or whatever?
Yeah, that's on her personal. Yeah, that's, okay. You know, her describing herself.
Okay. Single white female. Femme, professional, seeking single Caucasian, Asian, Latina, femme, soft butch. I am DDD free. What does that mean? Drug, disease?
That means, like, yeah, drugs, disease, free, or something like that.
And what's the other D?
The lingo.
What's the other D for?
I don't know.
Swimmer's build. Fashionable, fun-loving, good dancer, reliable, and I show up on time. Sensuality is a complete turn-on for me. I'm not a huge reality TV fan. Okay, wait, I lost myself. Hold on. Okay.
That's okay. My eyes skip around, too.
Yeah.
It's like I can't read sometimes.
Yeah, I should put on my glasses. Okay, well, yeah, let me put on my glasses. Hold on 1 second. Because the glare really bothers me. Okay. Where I am. I am not a huge reality TV fan, but I am completely enthralled watching the I Love New York show.
See?
So that's why you said that. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. By the end of the night, we will be laughing and sharing stories about everything. My friends would tell you that I am very easy to talk to, and most people feel like they have known me for 100 years.
I don't see how that could be even remotely possible. All right, go ahead.
She doesn't say anything about the stick in her ass anywhere. I don't know.
You got that right. Man, he is a hoity-toity, stuck-up snob.
I also am an efficient multitasker. Yeah, every multitasker thinks that they're really good at multitasking, and they all always suck at multitasking.
That's true.
Yes. I'm a great multitasker. No, you're not. Okay. Yeah, you know what it is? I'm spacing out while I'm reading this because she's, like, boring me to death. So what made you reply to this woman's boring, snoring ad?
Excuse me, I did not reply to that. She replied to me.
Oh.
She wrote me, and I went, you know, I read her thingamajigger, and then I responded back. She probably doesn't feel that I reach her standards.
She sounds like an ass. What do you think of Brittany?
I think it's sad. I need to leave her out of the media.
I feel so bad for her.
I do, too. She needs to just move away. Well, you know what? She's laying her own freaking bed. You know she's dating a paparazzi. You know he's going to have sex with her, make tapes, and then when they break up, I get Britney sex tapes right here.
Yeah, right. It's just sad.
Yeah.
What about R. Kelly? It just amazes me that somebody like Foxy Brown is going to jail, and R. Kelly, that he now he moved in with the girl that was in the video. He moved in with her now. Fine, wait, hold on. Brown was sentenced in September to a year in jail for violating probation. A judge put her on probation after she pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault on two manicurists at a Manhattan nail salon in August 2004. And so that's why she's in jail. And R. Kelly gets to piss on 14-year-olds.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, he gets to be a pedophile. And he doesn't go to jail. Maybe Foxy is a little whacked out. I don't know what her story is. But they gave her the full, like, I think she's going to be doing like a year in jail. And R. Kelly gets to live with the little girl that he molested.
Oh, maybe she's in love with him. Okay, you know how women like younger guys or whatever?
Yeah.
I think that's disgusting if a guy likes a younger girl. But I think it's like totally cool if the, you know, older chick likes a younger dude.
What about if an older woman likes a really much younger woman?
I kind of find that disturbing, too.
May-December relationships, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a minor is a minor, whether you're a woman or a man dating a woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A minor is a minor.
That's true.
And that goes for women dating underage women as well. It's to me, it's equally as creepy. And honestly,
maybe that's like dating your daughter or something.
Yeah, like ill. And honestly, ew. I expect more from women. Mm-hmm. So it kind of creeps me out even more when a woman does it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just expect more from them. You know, even though the standards do not apply to boys the same way they do to girls,
mm-hmm.
because a boy dating an older woman, that's like, for him, that's, you know, a conquest, and he did well. And actually, young girls think the same way about dating older women. It's like this conquest for them, you
mm-hmm.
know, but it's different for a young girl dating an older man, because there's so many different things involved culturally as to why like a minor would end up involved with a 35-year-old old man like R. Kelly. He's a degenerate.
Yeah, how could he do that? That's screwing his daughter too, you know?
He has a daughter her age.
Ew.
Yeah, he's a degenerate. And then Foxy Brown goes to jail for hitting a manicurist. Do you know how many manicurists I wanted to hit?
Yeah, they're rude. You want to have a burping contest?
I find females burping to me is just
disgusting. You want me to do it right now and disgust you?
All right. No.
Joking, Sandy. I like it. I think it's cool. If you can actually be so comfortable with someone and you have a burping contest, rock on, dude.
You hear that silence? You hear that silence?
Yeah, I hear the silence. I'm going to pay for that one.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Sandy. So, go your ass in the closet right now, Jody. Stay there because we don't need you.
Right. Who needs you to come out now? Go fuck yourself, Jody.
That doesn't make sense.
I love all Jody Foster, though.
And I do. All this time, we're waiting for her. She wants to come out now. We don't need her. Ellen did it right. She came out in the prime of her reading career where she knew it was going to cost her, but she did it, and she took one for the team.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And then she bounced back from it. But all these other people that want to, but it's going to hurt my career, so I don't really know. Yeah, okay.
That's true. And that's why you have to have a lot of respect for Ellen. Because she did it when...
And she bounced back. And I think people have respect for her because she did it.
And she did it when it mattered and when she had something to lose. Not when she didn't wait until she turned 50 and nobody wants to cast her anymore.
Like Oprah. Oprah's going to wait till she's freaking 100 and she's going to say she was... And I'm going to tell her to go fuck
yourself. You know Stedman moved out. You know that, right?
Listen, Gail is her, is her girlfriend, and we already know, and she's just going to stop it. Gail's her girlfriend.
I'm so in love with Oprah, but I don't. Do you want Obama to win?
I don't know what to do with this whole Obama thing because, you know, I watched that show called The Sleeper Cell, and I'm thinking now, what if he's a sleeper cell?
You know, the thing about...
I love him, and all this time I'm rooting for him, but... I just thought about it. And I was like, oh, my God, what if he is really a sleeper cell? What if next thing you know, he could be freaking communicating with Osama bin Laden?
That's right. Obama, it's Osama.
You, oh, my God. A newscaster almost called him
Osama. He goes, Osama, excuse me, Barack. He almost called him Osama. I was like, no, he did not.
Right. What a, like a Freudian slip. Do you know who you're voting for?
I don't know. I was going for Barack, but now I'm beginning to wonder what the hell to do. And that Hillary, I like her, but she's a little slickster.
Yeah, Hillary is about Hillary's career. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, she's a little slickster.
Yeah, I know.
She's very sneaky.
Yeah, she's sneaky.
I don't know, but then I've been hearing a lot of stuff about Barack. I don't like he doesn't pledge allegiance to the flag. And
although I will say he belongs to the Unitarian Church, and Unitarian churches, you know, they have gay ceremonies.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. And he says he doesn't support gay marriage, but the church that he belongs to does. Okay, then. And neither does Hillary, but she marches in the gay parade. Alrighty. And somehow he looks very uncomfortable around gay people to me when I watched that whole thing on Logo. Did you watch that?
No.
He just looks uncomfortable. Hillary looks like she's, you know, among friends.
Hillary is a lesbian. That's what I'm telling you. It came to my job for when we had a women's fair and she spoke.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. That's the first time I actually really paid attention to her speaking. I was like, she's got to be a lesbian. No, I think women want to see a change. They want to see a woman in the White House for a change.
Yeah, we're tired of war and killing.
I want to see history be made while I'm around. Because I always thought that I would
stop banging things. Stop banging things.
I thought I would never live to see a woman in the White House, but we might see it.
I thought what was going to happen was that she was going to run and they were just, you know, amping his presence, and then he would end up, running for vice president with her. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That would be nice, too.
That would be, like, nice. Yeah, I would love, like, Barack being vice president. I would like that. That would actually be, like, the shit. Yeah, we live in the modern United States of America, but in Pakistan, they have a female prime minister.
Yeah, the one that just got killed or something happened to him.
Yeah, well, that's so tragic.
Yeah. And you know what? I was shocked about that because I thought that countries like that didn't even respect women enough to have them as like a...
Oh, no, there's many countries that have women prime ministers and leaders. I wish I would have looked up a list before we started doing this. Because when you look up, you know, women leaders in different countries, it's pretty shocking how many of these, like, countries that are very... You know,
they realize that women need to be involved in the running of these countries because these men are out of control.
What are you going to do? Who am I going to vote for? I'm going to vote for Obama, who wants to go and invade. He wants to go and invade Pakistan. Sick of it. I'm tired of hearing and seeing.
We got to stop the war.
It's awful. I wonder if she
doesn't.
That's
why they say they want change. They want change, fresh, new blood, fresh ideas, new fresh ideas and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a fresh idea. Let's go invade Pakistan. That's a fresh idea. Do you think that Oprah has something against Hillary?
I never thought about that.
You know, because Oprah talks about all this feminist nonsense. When it comes down to it, women really just don't...
I think she just personally likes Barack Obama. I think she personally just likes that man.
I think that it's that she dislikes Hillary.
Really? I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think she like, from what I understood, she met him way before he even decided to run for president. And that she just took a liking. Because before he even decided to run for president, I saw him way back on TV. And I was like, I like him. He's just, like, such a sweet, like, he seems so nice. I like him just from that.
I liked him, too. I did.
She actually met him, and I think she really just has a personal liking for him. There were other black guys that have ran, but she didn't like them. She didn't go up there like Jesse and Al and all those guys. She didn't even breathe on them. Oprah never just went back to somebody because they're black. She doesn't even do that with her show or anything. I would like to see a female in the House.
She's probably not going to do a hell of a whole lot better, but the mentality might make a difference.
The only reason that I question Hillary is because I think Hillary is sneaky and the scandal that was going on with her. And I think she's...
Do you think that Bill Clinton killed that man?
Lord.
There was supposed to be, they were blaming him for murdering somebody in the house. I can't remember what that man's name was.
They're going to come get us by the time this podcast is finished. Yeah, the FBI is going to be looking for that type of person. You think that Bill really killed the man? I was like, good Lord.
Maybe they're monitoring the lesbian mafia. Wait, you don't think I'm scared of these things?
That's okay. After you finish talking about Bill killed the guy, they're going to definitely be coming for us.
I love Bill.
I would definitely want to see a woman in the White House, but that's my thing with her. Like, they already was there. They already have a lot of things that would never solve between them.
Yeah, and Bill made a lot of promises to the community that he, you know, just totally flopped on. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just so sold on that Bill Clinton. I'm like a straight woman. I'm giddy over Bill Clinton. I don't know why I like that man so much. He's terrible.
You want to be his Monica?
I want his duty stains on my dress.
Good Lord.
I don't know why I like them so much.
No, I like Bill Clinton too, and I love Hillary too. I'm still like seeing what else comes out along the way.
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, and I'm gonna make sure Kyle is too, because he's gonna vote for who will last. He's not following the politics.
No, I did that to my mother too, and I regret it. I was like, listen, I'm gonna register you to vote. As long as you don't vote for Bush. And don't you know that she voted for Bush 2 times? You know, people like my mother, when they're allowed to vote, I mean, this is what's wrong with the world.
Yeah, like, the only reason you vote is because I register you, and then you go against me.
Yeah, but she did vote for Hillary for senator.
Mm.
Yeah, she hates Bill Clinton, because, you know, she acts like he cheated on her.
I know. To me, that whole thing was just stupid.
Yeah, these women act like, you know, if Hillary can get past it, so can you.
And you know, the thing about it is that, you know, all these men out there in the White House all over the place, they all cheat.
Yeah, they're all filthy degenerates. Yeah, we need a postmenopausal woman in the White House right now.
What if Hillary decides when she's going through menopause that she wants to drop the atomic bomb?
Yeah, well, Bush is like, he's on menopause all the time. Bush is like, he's got the worst PMS I've ever seen in my life.
Matter of fact, the other night they said she was getting emotional. I was like, don't you break down and start acting like a real woman.
I know.
I thought she was going to cry. I said, here we go. You're fishing out emotions. I cut it out. I said, and then I thought about it. I said, you know what? She's being a woman. She's playing her woman card. The emotional, poor Hillary. Let's vote for her. Get out there.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably more appealing than, you know, Bush, who's like, it's like they did a lobotomy on him. Like, they did a full removal of his brain.
Yeah, something's wrong with Bush.
I want to know what your thoughts are on Foxy Brown doing a year in jail.
Oh, my God. I don't even have a thought.
And R. Kelly gets to piss on 14-year-olds. I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
I never really thought about it, to tell the truth, Sandy, for real. I just think that she's an idiot. And I know that's not what you want to hear.
Who do you like better, Little Kim or... I love Little Kim.
Oh. Yeah, I like Little Kim. But I just think these...
Put your lighters up! What?
In general, I just think rappers that go out there and make a name for themselves and make money and then turn around and get arrested are a bunch of idiots.
But it's okay that R. Kelly pisses on 14-year-olds, and then now the girl is 20 years old and she moved in with him? That's okay? That he's a rapist?
No, he's not a rapist! That's not okay either. I just think, but you know what? People should boycott his records, but everybody's still buying after all the shit they say. So.
God, I love that flirt song. I can't take it. What the hell is wrong? He's a filthy rapist, and I'm not listening to anything.
But that's what people should do, but everybody still bakes him up and listens to everything he puts out. I never bought one of his CDs. Never did.
Really? I have a...
And I don't think I ever will.
I have a 2-CD greatest hits from R. Kelly.
You see?
Yeah.
You talking about him. See,
yeah, but I had it a really long time, though. And everybody that, like, has come into contact with R. Kelly will say there's something a little wrong with him. But how does this man walk free? He's going to trial or something this week, I think. I don't understand. How does he walk free? He's a rapist.
Because the public doesn't put him as a rapist.
Why don't you go arrest him?
Because it ain't my job.
That's what all the cops say. It ain't my job. That's what the doctors say, too. That's not my job.
The public and the person that's letting their child date him and the people that keep supporting him.
You know, this kid has no support whatsoever, obviously.
why would you want to go date somebody that you that even have an inkling that they did something like that?
I know. And look, Aaliyah. Aaliyah was 15 when he was with her. She was 15.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Was she something or what? Whoa. You know, she's obviously not very bright. And she obviously doesn't have parents that give even two shits about her. That was rape. And then he filmed her being pissed on.
Yeah, R. Kelly is a pervert.
He's a sicko.
R. Kelly's a pervert, and the guy here is like, no, he's not. He's a pervert. Yeah, because you don't see nothing wrong with messing with 15-year-olds. You. Yeah, what if he come pick up your daughter?
What did he say?
He says, as long as he leaves him some money in the closet. He goes, he'll sell his daughter and his son.
Ask him to sing. Please make him sing this.
She wants you to sing as long as he leaves me some money in the closet.
All right, let me. My mind telling me no. But my body.
She didn't tell you to sing that. Hello? She's a fool. Until I can't go for his daughter, and then he'll try to kill him. You let him go ahead?
I'll be telling my son, stop walking funny like that. Just take it and walk right.
He said, I'll be telling my son, stop walking funny like that. Just walk right. I take it and just stop acting stupid. Don't listen to anything he said, because he's a damn fool. Oh, my God. You didn't watch American Idol?
I did not.
Oh, my God. It's the funniest thing ever.
I'm sure that didn't wake Paula up from her Oxycontin haze that she's in.
Paula's an idiot.
Whoa. She is on some shit. God bless her. I you know, what are you going to do?
They're making money.
Yeah. You think it would make them a little happier. I don't know, all that money. But, all right, let's wrap this up.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Do my ears deceive me?
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yes. How are you?
First of all, It is you who has not returned my call all week.
Oh, my God. I have returned your calls.
All week long, you have not returned not one of my phone calls.
Really? How about checking your caller ID, and how about listening to your voicemails?
How about, God forbid, I was to do that to you? The violin playing that I would have to deal with.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Are you going to chew my ear off, or are we done? Can we make up?
Don't let me do that to you, God forbid. God forbid I don't return one of your phone calls.
You don't always return my phone calls.
Yeah, I do always return all of your phone calls. Maybe they're not within an hour the way you expect. You know,
oh, my God.
The way you expect, you know, everybody's supposed to stop their entire life.
Did you get my phone calls yesterday? I called your cell phone and your home.
Who are you voting for?
I don't know. Definitely not voting for Hillary, although she's a woman. I'm not going to vote for her.
If not Hillary, then who?
In a real world, Obama wouldn't be so bad, but he's not going to be the next president. You know what? Like, I'm so just turned off by it because I feel like no matter what I do, my vote's not going to count. My vote's going to count. I have to vote. Who am I going to vote for? There's nobody that I want to vote for, Sandy. Who are you voting for?
I will be casting my vote for Hillary. I already voted her in the primaries.
You did?
Yeah, I got the form now. And I'm voting for anybody who supports her.
When it comes down to it, we're not going to have a black man or a female president.
So who do you think it's going to be, Giuliani?
Fuck no, are you crazy? I'll move to Canada.
We're not going to have an Italian president in our lifetime either. So why do you feel like your vote doesn't count? Because I think a lot of gay people feel this way.
You know what? I've always made it a point to vote. It's just that, like, Bush has literally just drained me for the past almost 8 years now.
He's destroyed your hope in anything?
Like, it's not up to us anymore. Yeah, our voice can be heard, but it's not going to make so much of a difference. I'm probably still going to vote. I just haven't quite decided yet who I want.
So you're not going to vote for Obama, and you're not voting for Hillary. So then who are you voting for?
I don't know. I don't have anybody that I'm, like, definitely voting for.
Really?
But I don't want Hillary because Hillary still supports the war.
Hillary supported the war to pander to Republicans. That's why she supported the war, which was dreadful, and it was disgusting because people's lives are at stake for her career. And I understand she's a careerist, pandering whore like the rest of them. But but if you listen to Obama, he's talking about going and invading Pakistan, which is, it's astounding to me that somebody is still talking about continuing this war.
Mm-hmm.
War and killing, war and killing. I'm exhausted.
I mean, I'm so turned off by my own country, I don't know what to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who to vote for.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, Bush,
I haven't really even...
Bush is not your country. Bush does not represent the entire country. He represents half of the country.
You want to know who represents our country and whose vote matters the most?
The lesbian mafia.
Yes. Join the clan. I'm like, I'm going to get one of those wooden signs and put it like on my front and the back.
What are those things called when you wear the
I don't know.
The sign?
A walking, I don't know what.
There's a name for them. I don't know what the name is. Do you know why Republicans win? Do you know why they win?
And they
have so much influence over this country? Because Republicans vote. No matter what, they vote.
They vote.
They come out in droves, and they always vote. Every single election, the Republicans are voting. This is why everyone panders to the Republicans, because they vote. If they thought that we voted, they would pander to us, too, because everything is financially motivated.
Yeah, I know.
So you have to vote.
Think about it. I am going to vote. I just haven't quite made it like the point, like a point. I don't know yet. I'm
you
not
haven't
sure what
decided.
I want to do.
You haven't decided. But do you think that the candidates that we have today are a lot more appealing than any of the other candidates we've had in the past?
Yes and no. I mean, like, I liked Clinton.
But he disappointed us. He disappointed us.
Yeah, he did. But, you know...
Bill Clinton wasn't a friend exactly to the gays.
No. Nobody is. They never are. No matter what, I just think that they're not going to put a woman up for president.
Okay, here's the thing, is maybe you don't like either of them, but one of those two are going to be our next president.
You're right. You hit it on the nose. I don't like either one.
Right.
I don't like neither one. I just want the war to end, and I want the troops to come home. That's bottom line.
Well, at least Hillary's...
That's all that I want.
All right, well, Hillary's at least talking about an exit strategy. Barack is talking about going back in and doing more...
Dating Pakistan.
I mean, based on that is what I've decided on, basically. If he wasn't talking all of that nonsense, I probably would have liked him a lot better. I don't think I would have voted for him. I don't care what color he is. I don't care if Hillary was white or black or yellow or green. I don't care.
Her husband, mind you, was Bill Clinton, who promised us equality and all that in the military, and then it was the don't ask, don't tell. I mean, what the fuck century are we living in? You know what I mean? What is she doing to appeal to us as you know, for us?
Probably not a lot as far as the gay thing is concerned. I'm not sure what she's going to do, like, overtly for the gay community. It's a good time to start doing your research and, you know.
I thought these 4 years would never come.
I know. This is the most appealing election that I've lived through. I mean...
Yeah, no, it is. I should take a more serious approach to it at this point. You're right. I haven't. There's no excuse. I haven't.
Yeah. There's a black man and a woman running. And you know what? You know, everybody can rally around their race and their ethnicity, and nobody puts them down when they're supporting people based on just race or ethnicity. But when women say, you know what, I want to vote for her because she's a woman and I relate to her more, then all of a sudden it's a crime.
Plus, she does come from a political background. She has been in politics, I mean, forever. You know,
she has the experience.
But,
like I was telling, I can't remember who I was telling, but like if he was vice president, then yeah, great. That would be like an amazing ticket. That would be great. Because I like him.
I want Gore.
What?
I want Gore back.
Yeah, I know. The ladies love Gore.
He was supposed to win.
But today we have Hillary and Barack, and it's going to be one of those two. And both of those choices are pretty good compared to what was running last year, the last election, Bush and Kerry. And I like Barack, but you know, that's not enough. That's not enough that I like him, because I liked him. When he first came out, I was like, oh my God, I'm totally voting for Osama. I'm totally voting for him.
Just the name alone, it's, you know, it's just bad.
Well, I think that his approach should have been, he should be more sensitive to the fact that his name is Obama to the public, because it's hard for us right now, okay?
Yeah.
He should be more sensitive, and he should have created a nickname for himself, like Obi. You know?
Obi would have been great!
Okay, if he was
Obi-Wan,
like...
Obi-Wan Kenobi! Oh, that would have been too, like, Star Wars and shit.
Right,
dude.
And then he could have come out with the, you know, with the sword, the light-up sword.
The lightsaber?
Yes. And then he would have got my vote. But you come out with this name, and you're totally insensitive to the fact that it's a hard name for people to hear, okay? It's a hard name.
No, it is. It is. Just the name alone is really, people get turned off by it.
All right. Osama Barack. Barack Osama.
Osama Barack. His last name rhymes with Iraq. His first name rhymes with, like, the most hated man in the universe. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm not voting for Barack Osama. I'm not doing it. A little bit of sensitivity here. A little bit of sensitivity here, people. Although he is a great candidate. I mean, if he ended up our president, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, right. You know, considering where we've been in the past 8 years. But...
I don't know. Hopefully she can make a change. Hopefully, because we're approaching a serious recession.
Yes, we are in a recession.
And we need to be aware that the economy is going to shit.
$8 billion a month. On a war, yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, and...
That's a lot of money to go through Republican hands. So it's an impossible job to clean up. You can't clean up this mess in 4 years, and there's certain things that you can't ever clean up, like the Patriot Act. That's something that cannot be undone. So there's so much damage has been done in the past 8 years. It's like, it's staggering. It's just, I think of, like, how do other people in other countries look at us? They must look at us like, oh my God. They probably,
we're like the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah, they probably laugh at us. And then some of them probably feel bad for us, too. I would. Like, if I was living in Europe, I would be like, oh my God, those poor American people with that man, you know, with that man. It's like...
That thing.
Yeah.
That duck, that idiot.
The thing that never left.
Started.
And I don't know what's happened. I'm in shell shock. Over what's happened in the past 8 years. It's like it's a completely different country than it was 8 years ago.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it really is. It's a completely different country. It's stunning.
Yeah.
It, like, you know, it makes you, even if you love this place, it makes you think about maybe living, you know, on other shores.
I agree.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the 70s and just start all over again?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is we can't go back, so we have to go forward, right? What do you do? What do you do to go forward? That's the question.
Yeah,
know?
But it's like, we're limited, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Actually, we're much more civilized now than we've ever been. So I don't understand, like, we're getting better, but people are saying that we're getting worse. I don't understand.
People are scared. They get scared. People are scared. Technology scares people. You know,
war scares
people, the economy scares people, you know, and out of fear, people just become crazy.
Yeah.
You know? I wouldn't mind spending $9 billion a month or whatever the fuck it costs if they could just find that guy and hang him from his fucking balls.
Right.
Shit, I spend $55 like every week and a half on gas. Fucking grocery, I go, I spend like $200, I have like a loaf of bread in my fridge. You know? A loaf of bread.
Like, you want me to come there and cook you dinner, honey?
I cooked an insane dinner tonight.
What did you cook?
I got these little raviolis, but they kind of look, they're so cute, they're like a little pouch.
Okay.
And they had Italian sausage in it, so I made my own little sauce with like bell peppers and garlic, and I deglazed it with white wine. It was really good.
That sounds divine. But why would you put white wine in a red sauce? Was it a red sauce, or?
It was essentially a red sauce, but I just wanted the white wine as kind of to add a little bit of flavor. I didn't soak it in sauce. Like, okay. It was just a light toss in the sauce. Like,
I understand.
Little raviolis.
A toss in the sauce.
It was really yummy and light. I have some really good fucking olive oil right now, too. It's organic.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. That's how our conversation goes from politics to olive oil.
From war to olive oil. Where do we get our olives? From Italy or Spain? I don't even know.
I don't know. A lot of it's from Spain.
Yeah.
A lot of it's from Italy. I want to go to Spain.
Yeah. I'll go to Spain when they stop slaughtering those bulls. That's when I'll go to Spain.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that when they kill those bulls? When they stick knives in their spine to slowly weaken them and then stab them with a sword, tie them up, torture the hell out of this animal, and then finally kill. How can anyone support that? Are you like, what is wrong with your mind that you support this? When I'll go to Spain when PETA invades. How do they do this? How do you make this part of your culture and have pride over this?
The number one attraction in Spain, sold out arenas every day for bullfighting.
Disgusting.
It's really sad.
Disgusting. And it's a beautiful country with beautiful people. I don't understand how does that go on? But then they're so evolved in every other area of life. They're so evolved now.
Yeah, but that's one of their biggest tourist attractions is the bullfighting. So they're not going to stop that. It's like going to Amsterdam and, like, their biggest attraction is, like, the accessibility of smoking pot in cafes and buying shrooms and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
and the hookers.
Stop that. They try. And hookers. Right. Well, they can just take all that out. No one's going to go to Amsterdam except for people that want to go see the Van Gogh Museum, and that's it.
I don't know. For a country that has evolved so much, I can't believe that they continue this disgusting, despicable practice. It's subhuman.
Yeah. You know what they do to the bull after?
What do they do?
They cook it. But, like, they eat, like, everything from it. Especially the matador gets to eat the bull balls.
That's good. Eat all of the endorphins that bull released, all of those negative endorphins. Good. Right. I hope they swallow. I hope it clogs their intestines. I hope they all can't shit for a week. Thank you, Lolly.
I love you.
Hi, Loa. So what happened with your friend?
She was going home in a cab.
Right.
So I call up this cab service, Blank Way. I won't say the whole name. Anyway, I drove her there. She gets in the cab with him. I go two blocks from the cab service. And just when I'm pulling into the bank, I get a phone call. Loa, come get me. This motherfucker wants to kick me out the cab. I said, what? He thinks I don't got no money. I have money. I said, no, he has to take you back to the cab service. He better take you back. She says, I don't know where the fuck I am, Loa. I don't know. I'm out of Brooklyn. I don't know fucking Brooklyn. So then I said, tell him, she said you better take me back to the cab service. So he says, I'll take you back. I hear him go. He took her back. And then she gets there. So I go, and she's standing in front of the place. So I said, so what happened? She said, this motherfucker, she's crying, and she's talking to her husband on the phone. This motherfucker was kicking me out the cab. I didn't even do nothing to him. That motherfucker don't know. I'll kill him. I was like, what? So I was going to talk to the guy, you know, and say, you know, what happened? You know, who's this cab driver? And report him.
Right.
She comes behind me. She's like, that motherfucker, he don't know who the fuck I am. Who the fuck he thinks he's talking to? Who the fuck you put me in a cab with? And I said, calm down. She was like, no, I'm not going to calm down. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, maybe he scared her. You know, that's scary.
He did scare her. He said, you're shaking. Why are you shaking like that?
Well, that's scary being stuck in a cab with a man that you don't know, these seedy-looking cab drivers. That's scary.
I know.
That's scary. A lot of bad things happen in cabs.
I know. So then I'm trying to be calm, you know, because you get things done when you talk calm. Not when you're being confrontational like that. I know that she was upset.
Right.
Well, honey, she said, in the hood, we don't trust nobody. He's coming into the cab service, the guy. And I'm talking to the other guy, and I'm like, I never had this problem before. My mother-in-law, I take this cab all the time. Your cab drivers are always nice. He said, oh, he's an asshole. I said, that's not the point. And he's a man. He shouldn't have been, you know, talking to him. I said, fuck him. I threw in my fucking Pepsi bottle at his fucking ass. I said, what? She said, remember that big Pepsi bottle I had? I said, yeah. She said, when he told her, go ahead, get out my car. She said, fuck you, motherfucker. And she took the Pepsi bottle and boom, threw it at him. He said, calm down. You're going so crazy. She said, I'm going crazy. This is what I think about him. She took her hand and she said, poof. Yeah, you right there. Poof. She was like, she put her hand out like she had a gun in her hand.
Oh, my God.
She was aiming it at him, her finger, and she was going, poof. This is what we do with people like you from where I'm from. Poof. And then he was looking at her and said, yeah, look at me. And she took her hand and she put it like she was, you know, signaling like she was going to cut his throat. So I was like, oh.
Wow.
And then she kept doing it like 6 or 7 times. She kept pointing at the guy and going, yeah, you.
It was like she was having an episode. She lost her mind for a minute.
I said, what the hell is going on with this chick? She thought she had a real gun in her hand. Thank God she didn't. She would have shot the guy up in front of me.
Well, nobody will ever rob your shop, that's for sure.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, good security. She's good security for the store.
What? I know, right?
That was a good hire.
Actually, yeah. The time that I was with my ex-girlfriend, well, I wasn't with her. We had broken up for like maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
And she walked into Julie's with another chick.
Right.
And I had a feeling she was playing games. And I just came back from Florida. I said to her, if she comes in here with another chick, she's going to get it from me, right? I was PMSing. Look, I was like the second show that you did, PMSing back. I was ready.
Right.
This girl sits on my lap, and I'm saying to the girl, excuse me, what are you doing? And she goes, sitting down. This stranger sits on my lap. So at that moment when she said sitting down, I looked at the entrance of the doors of Julie, and here she comes with the girl. I took that Indian girl and threw her to the floor. And then I was with Angie, drama woman. And she goes, what are you doing? And she's screaming like that loud in Julie's. And, you know, Julie's was like a shoebox.
Right, right. So you can hear everything.
Yeah, so everybody's looking like, something's about to go down. So when she saw me, my ex saw me, she started getting out of the, she started leaving Julie's. So I started walking out also, and then Andy was behind me going, no, don't do it, no. You would think that I had an axe in my hand. All I was doing was walking out the freaking place. So I could talk to her. So she goes, no, please, like that, like if somebody was killing her. I said, what is wrong with you? Would you cut it out? I'm begging you. Stop it. I was like, oh, she lost her mind.
So she has these very dramatic reactions to things that are not that serious.
Yeah.
Why is that? What happened?
Look, the trains are not working today. No! That's why! I slept that time. I can't. I was like, calm down. No! She went crazy. The guy was like, why are you crying? He told her, you shouldn't be getting upset like that. But it was because she was nervous, you know, because she didn't know Brooklyn. She didn't know how far he had driven.
Right,
so
right.
She got really nervous, and her phone was dying, so that's the worst.
Yeah, that's scary. That is
her
scary.
Her husband didn't want her to, you know, from the very get-go, he did not want her to take the train home. Right. He wanted her to take a cab.
Right. Sometimes it's safer to take the train.
You could say that again. It sounded like this guy was dangerous. The whole thing was that he was listening to her conversation. He had told her husband on the phone, I don't think I have enough money on me. But she had the money. She says, I don't have the money on me. And when she looked, she said, oh, I have, you know, $40 on me.
Mm-hmm.
and a couple of singles. And he said, the guy turned around and said, you don't got no money? Get out my cab.
Oh, my God.
Get out my effing cab, yeah.
Wow.
People like you, we do this to them. Yeah, you. She was going, yeah. Yeah, that's how, this is what we do to you. And he was looking dead at her. And then she went like this. She went, when she would go, like she blew the gun. When she did the sign of cutting his throat. Like, hope they don't got her on camera doing that shit. Can you imagine they got her on camera doing all that? Which I'm sure they did. Because she was in the waiting area part doing that.
Yeah, that's stuff that you see on YouTube, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Every time he looked at her, she was like, yeah, you, yeah. Yeah, she was going like that. She was saying, yeah, you to him.
Then she fixed him.
He thought that he was going to talk to a woman like that. What?
Yeah,
that
good.
Yeah, I think I would have got crazy, too.
Good.
I would have said, no, you're going to have to call the cops, buddy boy.
Good.
The truth is, you need social skills. You need to know how to talk to people.
Right, okay? And you have to know what's in your best interest, too. Like, it's probably not in your best interest to start cursing a man out when you're locked up in his cab. You know, you wait until you're in a safer situation. Okay, let me just change subject really quick. The other day you were telling me about Alicia Keys, and I want to know what this is that you were telling me about Alicia Keys. Didn't you have scoop for me on Alicia Keys the other day?
That she was with a woman?
Yeah, what's the story on that? How come I haven't heard of this?
I don't know. Wendy Williams said that.
Really?
Yep. She would say that she was caught with some, and Ciara, too.
Yeah, Ciara, we know. That's old news, right?
But I didn't know that. That ain't old news to me. That's the first time I heard of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
But what was the scoop on Alicia Keys?
I love Alicia.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful girl.
What a gorgeous face. I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
Her talent. You know,
yes,
her talent.
Just, oh, yeah, really. But what's the scoop? That she was with a woman? What?
She was with a woman. I told you I didn't get the whole lowdown. You know, they were saying that she was with another woman. They said, you know who she made that song for.
Right.
And then you hear it and you're like, oh, shit, it does make sense, you know?
Right, it could.
Because she's saying she doesn't care what anybody's saying.
Right, right. That would be nice, but we'll have to wait 15 years for her to come out, if she is.
Like, what's her name?
Yeah.
I heard she's coming out.
Yeah, I know.
You know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. I've been seeing her in the gay clubs for years, anyway, so it's no news to me. But, you know, whatever, I guess people do things when they're ready, when it's time. It's not easy to be in the spotlight like that, I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of understand it, but
Scott thinks Oprah's going to come out any day. I said, nah, she's with Stedman. Trust me.
Stedman left.
I know. Oprah is not a lesbian. Trust me, she's not.
Stedman left her, babe.
Stedman. Oh, yeah, something like that happened.
Yes,
yeah, Stedman. I heard something like that.
Yeah, he moved out because, and they said that it was because of Gail was an annoyance to him. I don't think she's with Gail. That's my gut feeling. Does not tell me
that she's gay. I don't think she's gay.
Because I don't think Oprah would put the woman out there that she's with if she was. Which I don't know what her story is. I don't know. But
I don't think so either.
Yeah. I mean, but if she was, I don't think that she would put the woman out there the way she does with Gail. Like, they look like friends.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like lovers.
Yeah, come on. How many times have people thought me and Terry were gay? And me and Terry fought like lovers. I'm talking about lovers, okay? Terry couldn't see me hang out with a girl. She would go crazy. She's hanging out with you? I'm like, yeah, you told her about me? And, you know, people don't know, and they're listening. And I'm like, yeah, she knows. So you know I'm her best friend? I'm like, yeah, they know. Yes, I know. But I never saw her like that, you know?
Right.
That's for sure.
Who are you voting for?
I'll tell you who I'm not.
Who are you not voting for?
Bin Laden.
So many
all
people
right?
are going to hate me.
And
they're
going to take that turban off, and everybody's going to be like, oh! You know how they do in the circus, and everybody does the sound at the same time?
So many people are going to hate me after this podcast. Because there's a lot of...
my fans?
I was just going to say, there's a lot of Bin Laden supporters.
Exactly. That's crazy.
A lot of people support him, you know.
Come on, you think I'm going to vote for somebody with a name like that? Obama? That just sounds like Bin Laden. Hell no.
But do you know who you're voting for?
I don't know yet. Are you recoding?
Yes.
Hillary acts like she loves the gays, and I think she does that just to get publicity.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, she did say it was a personal decision to not support gay marriage. So I don't know how for the gays you can be. But then again...
Exactly.
But then again, she would go marching in the gay parade. So, you know? Hillary, she's like... Hillary, to me, is like a marshmallow. She sits there. She's... She's a marshmallow. She's consists of just like one thing. I don't know what it is. It's like mysterious. It's white. It's fluffy. I don't really understand who Hillary is.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel pulled into this big marshmallow world, like a big cloud. Like it's a big world of Hillary, and it's a big marshmallow, and that's where I'm going to vote for Hillary. I don't know why. I just feel the need to do it. Okay, so you don't know who you're voting for?
Mm-mm.
Not yet. Okay. Are you leaning in any direction?
Well, I was leaning towards Hillary.
Okay.
But I don't want to kick myself in the ass later on.
So you're just waiting it out to see if,
mm-hmm.
if what happens from now until...
Because I don't know the other two idiots. Like, what plans does he have when he becomes president? If he were to become president.
Last I heard, he was saying that he wanted to go and invade Pakistan, and that's when I stopped listening. That's when I stopped listening to anything he had to say.
He lost his damn mind. I ain't playing with those people.
Okay.
Those people don't play. I'm a mother, and I wouldn't want my kid out there fighting for nonsense.
Yeah.
Or it's sad. You know, they go there, they want a career, they want to travel... I didn't even get to freaking travel. This idiot traveled my ass. You're going straight to Iraq.
All right, let's finish this up because you're making too much noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, my love. Thank you.
Love ya.
Thank you, Loa. So, I hope that you enjoyed this show and that it brought something to the table for you. I do. And before I start saying goodbye, I would like to give a shout out to two lovely, beautiful German men, Michael and Michael in Stuttgart, a adorable gay couple. And one of them is a dentist, and my tooth on the left tooth in the back, I think my filling, something's going on. I had like the, not the dark filling. The dark fillings are on top, but on the bottom they always put the white fillings. So I probably have mercury poisoning in my brain, and these podcasts are a result of that. But Michael and Michael have been very supportive of this show, always sending me notes and messages at like just the right time. It's almost like it's like this strange thing that happens. Like whenever I need, like sometimes I'll post something and I'm like, oh my God, I hated that. Why did I do that? I'm disgusting. Everybody's going to hate me, right? And then I'll get like a message from Michael saying something really wonderful. And I really thrive on the feedback because it sustains me because I need approval. That's the bottom line. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay. So I love you, Michael and Michael. And what else? So I guess I'm going to be signing off. But just because I'm signing off does not mean that this show is over. Show is not over. It has just begun. So do stay tuned for this fascinating interview with the author Zuzana Budapest, who has a lot of good things to say. And Swanee at Goddess Radio was nice enough to allow me to use this. I'm honored and very excited to be able to bring this to you. So yeah, that's the story. Morning Glory. And I'm really glad that you guys were here for this. I am. For this show, I'm really glad. It's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. It's really cold. It's cold out there. And yeah. So I'm indoors. I'm safe and warm indoors. And I'm about to make myself a, believe it or not, I drink Lesbian Mafia martinis every day because they're healthy. Like I said, they're healthy. They are. I still haven't given the recipe out to that. It's like, why is everything a secret? So I probably will be doing that soon. I just don't feel like doing it right now. Is that okay with you? I hope so. So, all right, I love you guys, and please stay tuned and enjoy this excerpt from Goddess Radio. And, Goddess Radio is usually a music channel with all women independent artists, so she's got some good things going on there, you know? All of the estrogen-packed radio show. It's really sexy. Really sexy time over there. Really sexy. Sexy. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm leaving. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Until next time. Oh, and I forgot to mention that the voicemail number that I have had listed is now not working. So I'm going to get a new one, and I will update you guys on the new voicemail number so that you can leave voicemails again if you would like to. But if you need to get me, you can get me on, you know, MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. She hit the flow. Next thing you know, she got low, 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 low. I hate that song. It's disgusting.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. Complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.